Joe Biden and Donald Trump both are facing huge scandals today. Nipsey Hussle's killer couldn't make it to court after being jumped in jail. And Candace Owens went on DJ Academic's show to throw shots at rapper T.I., who she lost a heated exchange with during the Revolt Summit a few years ago. Look, there's a lot going on and we're going to be diving into it right here. But first, I am Joe Stone and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Welcome. Make sure you hit the subscribe and like button. Candace Owens, aka the female Uncle Ruckus of the right, stopped by DJ Academic's show. And while she was there, she attacked T.I. for destroying her on stage at the Revolt Summit a few years ago while she was pseudo-campaigning and singing the praises of Donald Trump while promoting Make America Great Again. Lies. First off, you are a professional political commentator and also a debater and literally got destroyed by a rapper with no experience in either one of those things. So I feel like that says a lot more about your intelligence than his. You also were and are 100% one of Donald Trump's biggest supporters. And the very simple question he stumped you on is what period of American history was Donald Trump trying to make great again and you fell apart? I mean, it just seems like you would at least ask yourself that question one time. That's not on him. That's on you. If you mad you lost, just say that. But what's hilarious to me is that you feel so comfortable disrespecting a black man on a black outlet for a debate that you had years ago. But when Joe Rogan made you look like a fool on the topic of climate change on his podcast, you didn't keep that same energy. I wonder why. She didn't go on a podcast after Joe Rogan and say how small-minded he was and how small of a man he was. But she has no issues going on a black outlet and disrespecting a black man. All I'm saying is it seems like you should be a little bit more mad at Joe Rogan. Now, while we are culture adjacent and diving into some hip hop news, Eric Holder, the man on trial for unaliving Nipsey Hussle in May of 2019, won't be showing up to his scheduled court appearance after he was beaten and shanked by inmates in jail. I'm gonna be honest, if you didn't see that coming, then you don't know anything about the West Coast. 32-year-old Eric Holder was attacked by two inmates after he was transported back to the facility after he left court around 4 p.m. on Monday. His public defender, Aaron Jansen, told Rolling Stone that Holder, who required medical treatment for his injuries, was cut to the back of his head with a razor. His face is swollen and his eye is swollen, told Jansen to the magazine. Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge H. Clay Jack told jurors Tuesday that the day's session was canceled due to unforeseen circumstances, aka he got his ass beat, and asked to return Wednesday unless they hear otherwise. Defense attorney Aaron James told the magazine outside of the courtroom that the delay was medical related but was not due to COVID-19. Now, even though this story is now out, the judge has to remain impartial, and his job is to make sure the jurors don't feel one way or another. But getting back to the story, it's not exactly clear where the accused killer was attacked. Holder has been ordered to be kept separately from other inmates when he's being transported, Rolling Stone reported. There are just as many COs who are gang members as there are gang members in the prisons in California. The streets have a lot of power out there, and he was definitely going to get touched at some point. I'm surprised that it took this long. Holder's murder trial began earlier this month, over 3 years after he allegedly gunned down Nipsey Hussle. We'll stay tuned and keep you updated as this story evolves, and hopefully the court case will be able to move forward without any more issues, and Nipsey Hussle will get the justice he deserves, as well as his family and children. Now let's fast forward slash slow down for a second, because yesterday we got some bombshell news in a January 6th hearing that makes Trump look more unhinged than usual and allegedly confirms that he was 100% supportive of and wanted to be a part of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. It's not a secret that Donald Trump amassed this mob and encouraged them to go to the Capitol in order to stop, you know, Joe Biden from being confirmed in the election. But it seems like he tried to back away from all of that once he realized how terribly it all played out and how bad he looked. The White House Chief of Staff's former top aide, Cassidy Hutchinson, testified on Tuesday that Donald Trump's White House Chief of Staff told her that things could get real bad on January 6th, just 4 days before the Capitol riot. Among the more explosive points of the former staffer's testimony include Trump's alleged insistence on joining his supporters at the Capitol, who he was told in advance were armed. But apparently he didn't care and was so adamant about headlining the January 6th attack that he tried to grab the wheel of the car from a Secret Service agent and even went as far to choke him little. He thrust his hand violently at his clavicle area. You know, just a tad bit. Now, of course, this blew up and woke up the ex-president and mob organizer Donald Trump, who went to his own social network, Truth Social, to fight back against the accusations. Donald Trump unleashed a slew of tweets. I hardly know this person, Cassidy Hutchinson. I hardly know who this person, Cassidy Hutchinson, is, other than I heard very negative things about her. Of course, a total phony and leaker. And when she requested to go with certain others of the team to Florida after my having served a full term in office, I personally turned her request down. Why did she want to go with us if she felt we were so terrible? I understand that she was very upset and angry that I didn't want her to go or be a member of the team. She is bad news. So Donald Trump is right in there throwing all of what she said out the window. Basically, she's jealous because I wouldn't let her be on the team. Got it. And he goes on. Her fake story that I tried to grab the steering wheel of the White House limousine in order to steer it to the Capitol building is sick and fraudulent, very much like the Unselect Committee itself. Wouldn't even have been possible to do such a ridiculous thing. Her story of me throwing food is also false. Oh yeah, she said Donald Trump had a thing with like throwing plates of food at the wall whenever somebody pissed him off on TV. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Donald Trump goes on to say, and why would she have to clean it up? I hardly knew who she was. And first of all, I'm pretty sure people have been cleaning up after Donald Trump his whole adult life because he is a billionaire. And I'm pretty sure most of the time he doesn't know their names, but we'll continue. And again, the tweets keep on coming while Trump defends himself from the slew of allegations that were levied at him by the entire hearing, but more specifically, Cassidy Hutchinson. Now, I want to reiterate, it's important to remember that these are all accusations. And according to the Daily Mail, the Secret Service is reportedly prepared to push back against claims that President Donald Trump tried to grab the steering wheel of his presidential vehicle and lunged at Secret Service when agents refused to take him to the Capitol. And hopefully we'll get some clarity on all of this, because according to the Daily Mail, Bob Igno, the lead agent on Trump's detail and the presidential driver at the time, are preparing to testify under oath to the committee that Hutchinson's testimony is incorrect. Quote, the United States Secret Service has been cooperating with the Select Committee since its inception in spring 2021 and will continue to do so, including by responding on the record to the committee regarding the new allegations surfaced in today's testimony. Whew. So again, Secret Service is standing up and saying we gonna say something. Now other outlets are saying that they're going to be pushing back on those statements, and we will see when Mr. Igno officially responds what he has to say about these accusations and if Trump did do what they are saying he did. I mean, to be fair, not the first time Trump has been lied on. But also, not the first time Trump has lied, so you know how that goes. Now, in our last but not least news story of the day, we have Hunter Biden, a.k.a. the worst son ever, has finally gotten his president father in real trouble that he can't ignore after new information regarding an old scandal shows that President Joe Biden had knowledge of his son's dirty deals with the Chinese while he was vice president to Barack Obama. Now, we've been hearing about Hunter Biden's laptop for a long time. We've heard about the dirty deals. We've seen video of him with escorts and, busting out crack pipes. And all of this could have been avoided if, you know, the president's drug addict son had paid his computer repair bill. But unfortunately, he didn't, and it may cost Joe Biden everything. According to the New York Post, Joe Biden called his son Hunter in late 2018 and discussed a New York Times article detailing the younger Biden's dealings with a Chinese oil tycoon accused of economic crimes, telling him, I think you're in the clear, according to a report Monday. The voicemail discovered on a cell phone backup contained on Hunter Biden's infamous discarded laptop. Of course, the damn laptop would appear to contradict President Biden's continued denial that he never talked with his disgraced 52-year-old son about his overseas business transactions and was aware that they could be improper. In the voicemail, Joe Biden says, hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, just give me a call. Nothing urgent. I just wanted to talk to you. Then Biden made his intentions clear. I thought that the article released online is going to be printed tomorrow in the Times was good. Biden continued, I think you're clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you. Yeah. Hey, well, Biden sounds like he's trying to conduct a drug deal. It's nice to know that even vice presidents have to watch what they say on the phone so they don't go to jail because they doing some illegal shit too. I know trap phone talk when I hear it, Mr. Biden. Now, this voicemail flies in the face of everything Joe Biden has said to defend himself against everything that his son has gotten himself into over the last few years. During a campaign appearance in Iowa in September 2019, Joe Biden said, I've never spoken to my son during his overseas business dealings. But with this new voice message being out, there are renewed calls for a probe into not just Hunter Biden's business dealings, but the laptop and Joe Biden's connection to all of this. And we will see if prosecutors or just in general, the mainstream news picks this up. The Hunter Biden laptop under any other circumstances for any other politician would be a death sentence, and every news organization would be losing their damn minds talking about it. Hell, in the beginning, they tried to make it seem like it didn't even exist, like it wasn't real, like it was fake news. But come to find out, it is absolutely true. Everything on it has been basically verified, and the press has had this for months, and they still refuse to go after Joe Biden, even though his son has been accused of and was involved in such heinous scandals. And let's be clear, the only reason why people were handing Joe Biden's drug addict son all of this money is because they wanted to buy influence with the then vice president of the United States. Let's be clear. Allegedly. Like, I'm not trying to get sued. The number three Republican in the House of Representatives told the Post Monday, this voicemail is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the evidence mounting against the Biden and crime family. When Republicans take back Congress, we will use our congressional power of oversight to uncover the truth for every American as a matter of national security. The Biden voicemail followed the Times report on December 12, 2018, detailing Hunter's dealings with Ye Jianming, a fast-rising Chinese oil tycoon who headed China Energy Company in 2016 before being arrested 2 years later amid allegations of economic crimes. Yeah, that's one of our president's son's business partner. I'd hate to be that guy. So it looks like Joe Biden is in hot water, Hunter Biden is in hot water, Donald Trump is in hot water, hell, Eric Holder is in hot water. Look, it hasn't been good for a lot of people these days, but we had to dive into all of it. Let me know what you think. Do you think Donald Trump is guilty of the things that he's being accused of? Do you think Joe Biden knew about what his son was doing and tried to cover it up or helped him through it? Do you think Eric Holder deserved to get jumped in jail? And tell me how you feel about Candace Owens going on DJ Academic Show and attacking T.I. Let me know in the comments. I will be there to find out what you think. But I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.